Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Nun Dalet Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah and beginning a brand new Simon, Simon Tof Nun Zayin, which deals with the halachas of taking challah off from matzah. Again, challah, we explained previously many times, is the din of the truma, so to say, that you take off from a dough that's of a certain size. We brought down yesterday a minimum of 5 pounds at roughly 2.25 kilos is definitely chayav to make with the bracha. If you have a smaller than that, half roughly the size of that dough, 2.5 pounds roughly, 1.2 kilos roughly, so then we take off without a bracha. So when you're baking the matzahs, we talked about in yesterday's shir, one tries to make sure that if you're baking just one batch, so it should have the shir of challah, but not more than that, so you can take off challah with a definite bracha. So today we're going to discuss, if you didn't do it that way, if you have multiple small batches, which we said in some ways is preferable, so you don't have the problem of making too big a batch of dough at one time, and the problems of potentially becoming chametz because you can't knead it properly by one person. So therefore, it's preferable to go and make multiple small batches and then combine them afterwards. So that's what this halacha today is going to be discussing. The Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Mipnei shetzorach ledaktik b'shir yisur, as we pointed out just now in the whole shir from yesterday, that you have to be very careful in the amount of dough that you're making for matzah, that it shouldn't become too much, that it's too large and you can't properly knead it and it won't become chametz. So you use a specified amount that's exactly at the maximum, the shir of challah. Because of the concern that if you take a larger than that amount of dough and try to knead it, one person won't be able to do so properly and it could become chametz. And therefore, umutov shiyamaitpa. Therefore, it's preferable to take less than that amount, but then you're not going to have the mitzvah of taking off hafrashas challah. So therefore, after you've done all the kneading, lochein tov lekori v'isos yachad bishas hafrashas challah. Bring all the doughs together at the moment before you put them into the oven. Have them touch each other. Sheyishku zubazu, which the Be'er HaGol over here says pirush yidbeku zubazu. They should actually be attached to each other. Brings down from the name of the Beis Yosef, and therefore it's all considered now one dough, even though you kneaded each one separately. But now they're all one dough together. And this way you can have the shear for challah for sure, because the shema yeshvam achash lo hayabar shear, because maybe each one of these batches alone wasn't enough. So now you definitely have the shear, and you didn't have the problem of making it potentially chametz, and that's the ideal way to do this. That's what the Mechaber tells us is the first step. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Aleph, Kimavur b'simen shel neza. We discussed this all, as I've already outlined, in yesterday's shear in Tof Nun Vav. Sivkot and Beis the Mishmur says, you bring all the doughs together, wrote Shlomar, the Mechaber is telling us, Acher Shalosh Yisor Rishona, after you do the kneading of the first dough, which is less than the shear of the size of challah. Te munachas ala shulchan, you leave it on the table, Vechod Yasuk Bo, let somebody still continue to knead it, Achi Yaloshu, until it's fully kneaded, that one, and Achi Yaloshu Odi Yisacheres, until the next dough is now being kneaded, or alternately, you can do them simultaneously. Two people are there. Oshi loshu shtei yisos b'vasachas b'shtei arevos. Have two people knead them, each in a separate trough. So they're not yet each one chayiv in the shear of challah, but when they combine afterwards and touch together, you definitely will now have the shear of challah. Ubein shneim b'vadi yesh shear challah. When they're combined together, you'll have the shear of challah. Sivkot and Gimel, and then you have to attach them to each other. They should, so to say, kiss each other. Sheyishku zubazu, Mishnah Berurah, and Sivkot and Gimel tells us, wrote Solomar, Sheyidbeku itzu zubazu, as the Be'er HaGol said, they actually have to touch each other and attach to each other, the doughs, so to say, combine. Achim yisbardu, and if you try to pull them off, a little bit of dough from one would come off from the other. That's how you technically attach them, and this way, this type of a connection makes it into one dough, and therefore, they're considered one dough, and you only have to take off the challah from one of the two because they're attached, and therefore, you now have the appropriate hafroshes challah. Because of Achronim, the Achronim add over here, the Moitzos Niloshos Kosha. If, however, these are hard doughs, they can't really attach to each other. Yevshel Adab could be Yachad. They can't really attach one to the other, that you would pull one apart, you'd pull some of the other with it. Then they're not considered connected. And therefore, the only way to connect them is Akin Yitzarfi Maide Kli. You put them into the same vessel. Or covering them up in a certain way, that would be acceptable as well. Now, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, Umutov Shiyamayit, over here brings down from the Chok Yaakov, and we discussed this yesterday, Dim Ein Lo Rak Isa Achas, Tov Shlo Latzamsem, Kedei Shlo Lavkiyah B'Challah. If you're only doing one batch over here, make sure that you have the Shir of Challah, because you don't want to make a Brachal of Atola, and you don't want to get rid of the Mitzvah of Challah. And he brings us down the name of the Sefer Truma. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Siv Katan Dalin. He says that the Mechab is telling us over here that if you don't do this, then you're not going to have the shear. But when you do them, combine them, each one definitely combines with the other to make the shear. So the Mishnah Berurah says Siv Katan Dalin, wrote Salom, and the Mechab is telling us over here. V'im kein kishiyafrish chala bebracha tia bracha solavatol. If you don't have the definite shear, then when you make the bracha, it's a bracha levatol. Furthermore, likewise, if one of the doughs, or even both of the doughs, don't have the shear of challah, then you haven't accomplished anything because there's no chiv to do it, so then it doesn't take effect. And now, maybe after you bake them, you're going to put them all into a basket together, and now there is a chiv of challah. After you bake them, you're going to put them into one utensil, and now they're going to combine, and now, but you already thought that you already took off challah, so you're going to say, oh, they're parted from challah. But they aren't, because the time you took off the challah originally, they didn't have the shear. Now they have the shear. Now the chayim challah, what you did previously, is worthless. And now, if you eat this, v'nimsa ochel tevel, you're eating something that wasn't tied. It didn't have the hafreshes challah from it. Therefore, this suggestion that you attach them is the proper way. And in places, like we said yesterday, where multiple people are working, or if you're doing it with a machine, and you're using a much larger amount of dough than for the shear of challah, as we explained in yesterday's shear, then you have no problem. It's definitely vaday chayiv and challah. Do it from each batch separately, and take off hafreshes challah. And each woman who does each one can go make her own bracha. If one person is doing it among all of them, but if one person is taking off challah from each batch over here, or one woman is taking off from each batch, then one bracha for all of them would be fine, as long as you didn't have any interruption in between, which we previously learned, and you can see this in Dershah foot number 3, an interruption is even teva achas, even one word is considered a hefsik over here. She'ena minin alisha, unless it's dealing with the leisha. If you're telling, please knead over here a little bit better, knead over there a little bit better, add this, add that, so then that's not considered an interruption. The Mishnah Berurah adds, kosu achronim, she'aminok she'ktsas no'agim lichpo le'isa b'shas afrosha k'dei la'hafrish achala mishnei k'tzosel. Since you're attaching these two batches over here, so some have the custom to fold it over and take off a little bit of challah from each one, is unnecessary and incorrect. Huminok she'enu nochol. It's not a correct minok over here. V'dai la'hafrish mikotsu echod. It's enough to do it from one side alone. The issue footnote number 2 brings down over here, in any yodeya, kama chalos ulav hafrish, the guy is doing batch after batch after batch with one bracha, he doesn't know how many he's going to need, so the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings down, no, he could just have in mind that whatever I'm going to do, that is considered over here, that the bracha is going on that, and he doesn't have a problem over here that he changed his mind. The issue footnote number 5 brings down, hatam shein lasus came by froshes chala misa samat, so why shouldn't you fold it over? What was wrong with that idea? So the Matzis HaShekel brings down the name of the shalah. It's going to warm up by you bending it over and touching it over here, and there's a concern over here that it could come to become chametz a little bit faster. The Prima Garden brings down, and if you do this, and likewise, you're not working it when you're folding it over, and there's no reason for you to do so. And therefore, so therefore, when a person is doing this and taking off challah from one side, somebody should make sure that they're still working the other side over here, so there's no chashash over here of chimutz while you're taking off the challah. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Vim ef shol lahafrish challah bi'oda isa b'pnei ha'mihirus. Now, if you're unable to do b'mafrish challah over here because you're so concerned over here not to become let it become chametz, there's no time to stop and take off the challah and make sure you're doing it correctly, so then you have another alternative. Yafrishenu achar afiyo miyad. So as soon as you bake, it comes out of the oven. That is no longer a concern of it becoming chametz. Take off the hafrish challah after it's baked. While the mitzvah is ideally to do it while it's a dough, as we see over here, there's no problem doing it right after you bake it as well. And what should you do in this situation? She'itain kol ha-matzos basal, because you can't attach them anymore to each other, so put them all into one basket or one container. Vasal mitzvah from l'chala. And now they're considered all mitzarit, they're all considered combined together for the mitzvah of hafarshas chala, because they're all in one basket over here. And the Mechaber concludes, v'zehu derech ha-nochon ha-yoser nochon. This is the way to properly do it, because you don't have any concern over here about making chametz. If you stop and do that first as challah, there's a concern it could become chametz. So this way, you're still fulfilling the mitzvah of challah, and there's zero concern about it becoming chametz. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkon Hay, v'miyafshar, if you can't do it with attaching the doughs, v'miyafshar, because he says, if you could do it that way, tov yosel hafrish menisa, that is the ideal way to do it while it's dough. Kidachsir reishas hariso sechem, because the pasuk says you should do this while it's dough. Hari the ikor mitzvasa of hafrashas chala, the essential mitzvah of doing the hafrashas chala, is l'chatril hu b'shar shahayiso adayin, while it's still a dough, that's the preferred way to take off hafrashas chala. But if you can't do that, so Mishnah Berurah Sivkon Vav, achar fi yosem yad, then do it after you bake it right away, and you put it all together in a basket, as we said. And the Mishnah Berurah says, v'af b'chalas chutz l'aretz kein. The same thing applies when you're dealing with chala outside of Eretz Yisrael, which is only a din d'rabbanan. Even though in chutz l'aretz, what you can do, technically, is eat from the dough, eat from the baked item over here, and then you can leave a little bit over at the end. That could be your challah. Hainu b'isa achas gedola. That's when you're dealing with one large dough, and you baked it, and you're eating the challah, and you leave over some. That could be your challah, your freshest challah. Even though it's now subsequently into several different, let's say, small little breads. Since it started off as one dough, we can make a lo b'in chutz l'aretz because the whole din is the rabbanon. It doesn't have to be all connected and attached to each other at the time of the hafrashas chala in chutz l'aretz. As opposed to, but in our situation, when they started off from separate doughs, even though they were together in a basket over here, this isn't considered like they're all connected still. Lohakil, that you could be makel, even in chutz l'aretz, lechol kol mafrasha, that you could eat it before you do the hafrashas chala. That's why you should do the hafrasha miyad. And even if each dough itself had the shear of challah, but if you're going to take off from one for all of them, they have to be together in the same basket, even though each one individually had its own chiyuv, but now they're all together. We already did Simon Shin Chav Gimel in Sefalav in the Hagah in the Ramah over there. The issue, footnote number 6 brings down, in Chalas Chutzoritz, which is only a Chivid Rabbanon, so it brings down from Shulchan Aruch Rav, Shal Pidin Ein Tam Lahakbid Lahafrish Dakvi Menisa. Technically, you don't even have to take it from the dough, you can take it from the actual baked item itself. It's a Midas Chassidus, he says, to do it from the dough. As opposed to Chalas Eretz Yisrael, the din is you should L'chatchila take it from the dough. And he says furthermore that it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch shenenoyim lehafrish challah mimatzah ba'oda isa kidei lahu lahasik esa oskin b'isa b'emtsam hiris avodasom. Therefore, in Chutz La'aretz, the minhag was not to do it while it was still a dough, but to bedavka wait till after it was baked. And he brings down the Chai Adam, says this was his minhag in his kehila, and the Aruch HaShulchan says this is the way one should do this. This is the minhag of Klal Yisrael. The Chavetz Chaim brings down in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschel sheyitin kol matzos b'sal. He says, what is considered a basket over here? He says, if it doesn't have a rim around it, for example, like a table, then it's suffic whether that's considered to be mitzarif them together over here. And if you are having a rim, you should be careful that it shouldn't rise above the rim, lechatchila. V'im yotza, if it did go above the rim, tzarech lechasos b'mapa, then you should cover it up. But b'diyavet, even if you didn't cover it up, it's still considered within the same keli, according to many poskim. And the Chavetz Chaim himself says, l'aniyaz dati ein lahachmir b'diyavet. One doesn't have to be machmir b'diyavet, because there are those that you can rely upon, even lechatchila. This is brought down in the Vilna Gaon as well. And the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil, Vasal Mitzarfim Lechala, he has a whole discussion about covering it up. How does that work? Ayin Shom and the rest of this Bir Halacha for those details. The issue footnote number 7 brings down that you shouldn't wait to take off the hafrashas challah from the matzahs until Erev Pesach. You should do it miyad. And he brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan, shim yamtim, because if you do wait, you may forget, and therefore it could lead to a kilkel. It's brought down that the Chazon Ish told his wife that she should be mafrish the challah miyad, and in the Ma'aseh Rav, it's brought down, however, that the Vilna Gaon said you should wait till Erev Pesach to do so, and it doesn't mention there that he specifically baked them on Erev Pesach, so mistama, it was baked from beforehand. In the issue footnote number 8, he brings down that when you're leaving over some of the dough or the bread over here for hafrashas challah, he says it should be over here ma'at yosir mishir hachaticha shemafrishim l'challah. It should be a little bit more than just the challah itself, because this way you can be mafrish it from that thing. And the amount of challah that we use today is a mashahu. Do you make a bracha when you leave it over like this? So that's a machlokus over here. You can see this in the next issue paragraph between Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, who says, Einu mevarech ala afrosh in this situation, and Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says, Mevarech b'shosh mefafmish, you should make the bracha, and this is also the opinion of the Beis Meir, and he brings down the Shelos and Shuvas, Panim Eros, and the Aruch HaShulchan also hold like this. Then he says, why are we maker like this? What's the reason that you can do it after you've eaten it? You leave over something behind for Hafrosh Chal in Chutz Laaretz. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down, Mishum Yisod Chiyuvahu Mid Rabbanan, because the whole thing is in the Rabbanan, and it really doesn't have any obligation from the Torah. However, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, Min Hadin Gam Lechadchila Mutal Hamtim Mil Hafrosh Ad Le'achar Achila. He says, you're allowed to, even Min Hadin, to not take off the Chal until after you've eaten the other part. However, he says, Roy Lahafrish Kol Nuchain, even though you're allowed to do this, it's better to do it beforehand. Because, again, the concern that we brought down previously, Shema Yishkach V'lo Yafrish Kol, because you may forget to do this. And therefore, he says, Nagu Kol Yisrael Midoros Rishonim. He says, therefore, it's more proper to go and do this beforehand. And this way, you likewise will be able to make the bracha, because Rosh Shlomo Zalman, for example, says that you shouldn't make the bracha if you do it afterwards. Finally, Dear Shufut number 9 brings down, why does putting it into the basket not make it into one dough? It's mitzar for them to make it into the mitzvah of Havrosh Hashchala together, but it doesn't make it into one dough. So Shlomo Zalman explains, sal shir it helps to make it for the shir of challah, to make it for the total amount, but it doesn't make it into one dough. It looks still like there's several different doughs over here, and therefore you can't go and separate after the fact. You have to go and do it up front beforehand. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Zayin, where he says, V'im hasal gadol, if it's a very large basket over here, tzarech lekarvo shigu zebzeh, then you shouldn't just leave them far apart from each other, but you should go and have them touch each other, get them close to each other, even though they're not going to be attached, but they should be close to each other. But if each one alone had the shir chala, the pasuk ramol lekamen the ein tzarech tzir of sal, then you don't really need a tzir of sal at all. So who adin negiya lahadadi lo tzarech? Then you certainly wouldn't need them to touch each other as well. And this would be true, ben kishem unochem sal, whether they're in the basket, ben kishem unochem b'bayis, or even if they're in a house together. That bayis also mitzarfin in this situation. Yochel lahafrish mizel zeh, and you can therefore go and take chala from one onto the other because the house is mitzarf them. In the Dirush footnotes over here, the number 12 through number 17, they go through many of these details, which we won't have time to go to in today. Ayin Shom for interesting additional facts. And furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vizel davka kishehem munachim below kalim." Over here, we're talking about is when you put them in without putting them into a basket in the same house. But if you're putting them into multiple different baskets, then you should bring the baskets close to each other. If you besuchel amala, and they should be open on the top over here, because if they're not, the amhem stumim, if they're closed, afilu hem mikurovim, even if they're near each other, lomahani, that really doesn't make them into one tziruf together. That's when each of them has their own shir of challah. But if they don't have each of them the shir of challah inside of it, then and they require tziruf in order to be able to combine for the shir, then certainly you can't be makel with any of these kulas that we just said. Then you can't be makel, even if the kelim are open and they're next to each other or near each other. They have to then be in one basket or one container, or they can be covered up altogether. And we mentioned that this is discussed in the Bir Halacha in Dibur HaMaskil Vasal Mitzvah L'Chala. We talked about how one should optimally go and cover up the chalas to combine them all together into one shear. With this, we conclude today's shear.